Now, we often look at audio description here on RNIB Connect Radio because it opens up the world of TV, cinema, theatre and the arts and visitor attractions to people who are blind or partially sighted. Now, Vocalise are one of the leading organisations behind the drive to expand audio description. And to tell us a bit more about the company and about your chance to become an ambassador for Vocalise, we have with us Toby Davey.
Thank you very much indeed, Alan.
So, first of all, Toby, for those who perhaps haven't heard of Vocalise before, tell us about the company, the organisation.
Yeah, we're a national charity that provides access to the arts for blind and partially sighted people through both live and recorded audio description for theatres, museums, galleries and heritage sites so that blind and partially sighted people can enjoy the arts and just, you know, sort of really engage with the arts as well. For some people who may have been, you know, an arts goer before they lost their sight maybe, or somebody who never thought that arts was accessible for them, it can be, and you can really enjoy and share that experience.
So basically, if you're blind or severely sight impaired, you perhaps go to the theatre, get the headphones, and you receive a kind of description of what's visually happening in between the actor's dialogue.
Exactly. For those people who've experienced audio description on television, it's very similar to that. And the describers are there delivering their description live during the performance. And as you say, blind and partially sighted people listen to the description through a lightweight headset.
And what we're also like as well, Toby, if I've been to some AD performances, is you also get the chance to go up on stage and you'll get a walk around the scenery, even meet some of the cast as well.
Yeah, I really enjoy the touch tours, which is the opportunity to go onto the stage before the performance. And it's great because not only do you get the opportunity to walk around the set and meet some of the actors, get the opportunity to talk about their roles and how they approach their roles and have a look at the costumes, the props and stuff. And it really brings the show alive to me because, as well as the touch tours and the live audio description, you also get some introductory information in audio or print that you can read or listen to prior to the performance. So you become very familiar with the show even before you go there. And that whole experience is so good.
It even, you know, helps me sort of almost paint a picture in my head of what the stage looks like. And if, you know, the actors are using some of the props, it's there.
Exactly. I also sort of describe it as the introductory notes give me a picture. The touch tour sort of colours that in, and then the audio description itself just brings that to life. So it's a really fulfilled experience.
That sounds better than the way I described it there, Toby. Well done. Now, okay, so there's a little bit about Vocalise and audio description. Now, you're also piloting a new ambassadors project. Tell me more.
Yes, we're embarking on a year-long pilot project, and the idea is to find volunteer ambassadors in two areas of the country, one in Nottingham and the surrounding area, and also one in the Bath and Bristol area. And we're looking for two volunteers in both areas. And we're looking for people who obviously go to the theatre, museums, galleries and heritage sites, people who are passionate about the arts and people who are passionate about making the arts accessible for blind and partially sighted people. And the whole idea of the project is to try and forge greater links between the local blind and partially sighted community and the local arts venues. Because I know when I go and give talks to blind and partially sighted groups, you find possibly there's a couple of people who know about audio description, but a lot of people who don't know that it's available and possibly don't know what their local arts venues are offering. So the idea of this project is to forge those links. And we're looking for people to, I suppose, give up maybe 2 to 3 days a month. And the idea is for them to have links with local blind and partially sighted groups or willing to make those links to be able to perhaps go to their local arts venues and perhaps join their access panels if the arts venue has access panels, to go to blind and partially sighted group meetings, to talk to talking newspapers. It's really about spreading the word about audio description and making sure blind and partially sighted people are aware of what's happening in their local area and forge those links as well.
It's unusual, I think, you know, that you mentioned there, not many people may have heard of audio description, or there may be quite a few who don't, because it has been around for decades now, you know, and more we're getting greater content, even television and cinema, that's audio described. So, you know, it's a bit sad almost that there are people missing out on this, because it really does open things up, doesn't it?
Indeed, it does. And it's also, I think some people don't necessarily know what they're missing in a way, because I was a theatre goer, always have been, and before I found audio description, I used to go and use a little telescope, and I sort of, you know, fumbled along and got the gist of the show and what was going on. But when I went to my first audio described performance, I didn't realise how much I was missing, you know, and I got so much out of it. Also museums, galleries and heritage sites as well, because people think, oh, you know, a museum or gallery, oh, that's not going to be accessible because things are behind glass, it's lots of paintings and stuff, but that can also be brought alive through audio description. And it's one of those things, it's a chicken and egg scenario, isn't it? If you don't know it's there, you're not going to go, you're not going to experience it. But once you do, you think, wow, I'm going to go to every audio described event that I possibly can.
It is good that, you know, you mentioned museums and arts venues and, you know, visitor attractions as well, because, you know, you want to get out and about as well to some of these big visitor sites. And it is great, you know, I've been to some that have the little device that you can kind of walk along with, and it gives you all the details. And again, you know, it opens up so much.
Indeed, it does. And it just makes, you know, sort of people feel, I suppose, more connected with the arts or more inclusive. And it's always that thing, you know, when you hear, you know, sighted friends and family talking about shows or talking about museums or, you know, sort of exhibitions and stuff. And you think, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know whether, you know, I can't communicate or I can't join in the conversation. But you can, and you can be just as well informed as your sighted friends and family. And I think that's really the sort of the beauty of audio description, is feeling more connected. And the whole point of this project is to broaden that awareness and to forge those links.
And equally important, as you say, Toby, that not just telling blind and partially sighted people it's there and how it all works, but encouraging more venues, if they don't have audio description, to look into it, you know, and increase the people coming through their doors.
And I think that's sometimes a problem with some of the arts venues. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to promote their services to blind and partially sighted people. And I think a lot of arts venues do want to do a lot and are trying to make their offer more accessible. But I think they occasionally need a little bit of a helping hand. And that's also part of this project, is to, you know, for the volunteer ambassador to give some feedback to the arts venues to help them not only, you know, sort of promote their offer, but maybe if there's, you know, their offer could be improved in some form of way, you know, that can help expand the audience and expand the number of people going to museums and galleries and theatres. So it's a sort of two-way process and a win-win process, I think, as well.
Absolutely. Toby, if people would like to learn more about Vocalise then and audio description, or perhaps, you know, they're in or around those particular areas and think, yeah, I'd like to become an ambassador, how do they get in touch?
If people are interested about the volunteer ambassador scheme in both the Nottingham and surrounding area, and also the Bath and Bristol area, they can email me, Toby, which is T-O-B-Y, at vocalise.co.uk. And Vocalise is V-O-C-A-L-E-Y-E-S. And I can send them a bit more information about the project and what we want people to do and what people can get from us. And if people want to find out more about audio described performances and events, they can visit our website, which is vocalise.co.uk. Now, What's On section has all upcoming audio described performances and events. And if people don't have access to the internet, it's a call in the office on 020-7375-1043. And we can talk about the Ambassador Project, but we can also sign them up to our print, Braille and audio CD newsletters.
Fantastic. Toby, let's hope the pilot project is a roaring success and you can expand that. In the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed, Alan.